This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. And there are few sounds that stick with you quite like this one. That is the unmistakable sound of a tornado. Most any Texan knows that. But the tornado makes other sounds that you can't hear. And that has what seized the interest of Brian Elbing, because it's those inaudible sounds that could save lives. Elbing is a professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at Oklahoma State University, and he is working on a system to predict where and when tornadoes strike by recording sounds that human ears can't detect. Professor Elbing, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
So let's talk about these sounds that tornadoes emit that the human ear can't pick up. How do you go about recording them, and what are they exactly?
Well, we record them using three microphones, just like what you're recording on right now, except for they've been specially designed to be more sensitive to lower frequencies.
Okay.
And we deploy them, and then we use them just like our ears. The tornadoes emit this kind of unique acoustic signature,
Okay.
And we're learning at this point how to interpret that signature. We are processing the signals that are being received to determine where the sound is coming from. And ultimately, the long-term goal is to listen to these tornadoes to the point where we can deduce what is going on in the tornado from the sound we receive.
I see. So these microphones are picking up those super low sounds as they go by, and soon you'll be able to sort of come up with a map, perhaps, of how these things move through real time and space?
Yeah, that'd be the idea, that we would be able to hear them, given the atmospheric conditions, be able to predict what the sound was at the location, and then given that location sound, make predictions about the forming of a tornado, since the sound actually starts being emitted before the tornado, how large it is, and how low the pressure is inside of the tornado, which kind of sets how destructive that tornado is.
Wow.
And that could be sensed from up to in excess of 100 miles away from where we're measuring.
Now, how accurate is your instrumentation right now? I mean, have you been able to test this out and in coarse terms predict when a tornado is getting ready to come at you?
Well, it's still a bit early for the prediction, but in last year, May 11th, we measured a tornado in Perkins, Oklahoma, that was about 12 miles from our array, and we picked up the signal 10 minutes before it touched down, and from that the sound, we made an estimate of how large that tornado was. We estimated it to be 46 meters in diameter. After the tornado, they went out and they did the damage survey, the official damage survey, and they measured the path, the destruction path width, and it was 46 meters.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. So what are the main challenges between practically applying this system? And I guess it would be a system of microphones linked to computers that could analyze this data and get people out of a tornado's path before you heard the audible sound.
Right. You know, if you look at tornado warnings, the biggest problem we have right now is the fact that 75% of the time that a tornado warning is issued, no tornado forms. So what I think is the most valuable use of this additional information is with it being emitted up to an hour before the tornado forms, if we can take that infrasound, use it to send drones to the location where we think the process is starting, and actually directly measure the atmosphere at that location, we should be able to much more accurately determine whether or not there's a tornado warning. Right now, we have about 13 minutes, and that's not bad if everybody listens to the tornado warning.
Right.
But the more they issue them and there's no tornado, the more people ignore them.
So this would reduce false alarms at the very least, and perhaps give you a whole lot more heads up.
Potentially, yeah. And that'll depend on how the tornado forms. Like the one we measured, you know, we wouldn't have been able to say much more than 10 minutes earlier. So it'd be the same kind of time scale, but with the additional information, we should improve false alarms. And some other tornadoes that have been measured by other researchers have tracked the infrasound for up to 2 hours before the tornado formed.
This is pretty exciting stuff. Dream big here. When do you think you could deploy something like this? When would you like to see a system in place?
I would say we really need more observations, and that's I think 5 years are realistic. Time frame, we should be doing preliminary work where we're feeding information into the National Weather Service. So as we build this database of observations, we can start to answer the questions.
It's exciting stuff. It's scary stuff, too. Brian Elbing is a professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater. Professor Elbing, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
My pleasure.